command.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Right now, millions of people are looking for and finding jobs on the internet. But are you getting paid when they find a job? Well, now you can. When online employment sites like Monster and CareerBuilder came on the scene, they took billions of dollars out of the pockets of the recruiter. But now, there's a new sheriff in town called WorkGiant, the recruiter's best friend. WorkGiant is empowering recruiters throughout the country to take back your industry. WorkGiant is a national and broadly focused job board, but with some very distinct differences. One difference is with WorkGiant, employers and recruiters can post jobs for free, search the resume database for free, and only pay 1% upon a hire. WorkGiant markets through professionals in the industry. Why? Because it's your industry. As a professional recruiter, you have the employer relationships. You have the job seeker contacts. It is your industry. It's yours to take back now. WorkGiant will never replace recruiter value-added services. In fact, we offer you a way to monetize 95% of the market that currently goes to the online job board industry. Refer current or former clients and surplus job seekers to your WorkGiant affiliate website. Refer once, and you own the relationship. Then, get paid every time they make a hire for as long as they make hires. Someone is going to lock up your employer contacts. It might as well be you. Every time a hire is made by one of your clients or one of your job seeker referrals, you get paid. It's that easy. So take back your industry with the power of residual income from WorkGiant.
Hello, everybody. My name is Karen Matinen, and we have another segment of the Recruiter's Lounge. And the reason I'm introducing everyone today, because our guest today is Jim Buttimer, COO of Career TV, forgive me, but it's because Jim, our big, beautiful co-host and my buddy, the best person in the world, can't pull himself away from the television. Jim! Can you please stop looking at the TV?
In a minute.
No, come on now. We've got our guest here. Go ahead.
I'm looking. I'm on. Go to the site, careertv.com. Check it out. Go to the site.
What are you looking at? Tell me about
it. I'm on careertv.com. I'm looking at a video about affordable Philly. And I have friends over there. And I was sort of checking it out, and I was going, that's not a bad place to go. Not a bad place to be. And I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at the salary video the other day to see how well I'm not being paid or am being paid. Depends on your point of view there. But I'm just really caught up in it. Go to it, and I'll tell you what video I'm looking at. Go to careertv.com. Check it out.
Okay, I'll go check it out. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest, everyone?
Okay, because I am being rude. Hello, boys and girls, women and children of all ages, or is that boys and girls of all ages? We're talking today with Jim Buttimer, who's the CEO of Career TV. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing well. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Sorry for being rude, but I was all into your site.
No. What's that?
I was checking it out here, and just sort of reading from one section of your site, Career TV is the world's first interactive TV website to help college
Correct.
Students.
Correct. Yeah, we're really out there. We've got we've got hundreds of career videos about companies, about people, video resumes, where to work, what salaries you make, all of those kinds of things, and it's all free, all on the careertv.com site.
Yeah, very nice. You have a lot of really compelling content that I'm checking out here. How long has this been around?
We launched alpha version in January, and have also gone through a couple of more launches in the last few months, and just relaunched about 2.5 weeks ago.
Now, what did you guys do before you guys got into the Career TV?
I worked for a company called Wet Feet. I don't know if you guys are familiar with...
Yeah, I know the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was actually a vice president general manager at Wet Feet, heading up the site and the content group, and did that for many years. And a company called Universum actually acquired Wet Feet in December, and they had also acquired the rights to the Career TV. And there, I was presented an opportunity to become the COO of Career TV, and thought it was the right thing, the right time, the right product, and jumped at the chance.
Well, I'm looking at here at all the video. I mean, you guys have a lot of videos in here. I see career videos, video resumes, employer videos, university videos.
Yeah.
How do you keep the good ones up as opposed to some of the not so good ones, if there are some not so good ones out there?
Well, we one of the things that we did, one of the first things we did at the beginning of this year, again, one of the sister companies of ours, Universum, does rankings of employers, and every year they survey tens of thousands of students to find out who are the ideal companies to work for, who do they really want to work for. And so one of the first projects we had was to take a look at that list and actually do a video about those employers. So go to those companies, provide some information, some video information about those companies, and interview some of the folks that are recruiters there and actually employees there and how they like it. So that was one of the big first initiatives that we had. We figured it was really important to have, you know, a lot of information about employers and what it's like to work for those employers as sort of a first thing, content-wise, so that people coming through to the site can get some information and get it in the way they want it now. I mean, you know, people previously were looking for that kind of information in text or getting that information off the company's websites. And now, you know, the whole YouTube generation is mm-hmm. looking for that stuff in video, and they want it, you know, 1-2 minutes long. They don't necessarily want to have to pour through an annual report of the company. They want it to be entertaining and, you know, online in video.
Yeah, and I think it makes it more real to them. As I'm looking through, I'm looking at this video from Walt Disney now, and laughing at Goofy here. But it just makes it more of a real experience for me. As you said, I mean, who wants to go through a bunch of job descriptions, you know, and glaze over? This really talks to me, and I imagine it really will talk to a job seeker as well.
That's exactly right, and so that's what we're looking to do. We work both with employers, and we also work with providing information for job seekers. So one thing that's important that we do is we actually do the production ourselves. We do our own editorially independent content, and we'll also do employer videos for the employers. So they may hire us to produce a video. They may have some old videos that are dated or, you know, don't quite work in the right format, and we can actually help them and help them build sort of their employer brand, you know, give people a better picture of what it's really like to work there and help them in their recruiting efforts.
So I'm going to question, have any great success stories you want to share with us?
Well, we've had lots of really good success stories. I mean, we just launched in January. We have more than a dozen clients that have signed up, names like J.P. Morgan, Deutsche Bank, Harrah's, you know, lots of big employers, people that hire lots of people that are really concerned about making sure that they're getting the best employees possible. So we've been in the process of producing those videos and hosting some of those videos on the site. And we're really getting a very positive reaction. We're able to do a lot of stuff in video format a lot faster and, you know, very professionally done and a lot less expensively than they were able to do previously. I mean, obviously the technology has changed significantly. Video equipment's, you know, much less expensive. Getting something up and online is a lot easier than it used to be. So we're able to offer that to employers at a fraction of the price of something like that would cost years ago.
I think you got a slam dunk here. I mean, you got the technology piece in place. You're hitting the YouTube generation. I think you got a winner here. Any successful stories you can relay about people getting work or maybe an employer finding people for their positions based through
your site? A couple of things. One is, you know, the first kind of stuff that we've been doing for employers has been what I would call sort of more employer branding kind of things. So the videos that we're creating for them and having available both on our site as well as the distribution network have been related to updating or providing new videos and in a new format so that they can have something to show on their website or through our network of sites. One example of that is Merck, who launched with us almost a year ago. It was probably 8 or 9 months ago. You know, one of the things that they're doing is they're promoting that within their site and their network of site, and they get tens of thousands of viewers to look at that, which is a big success for them because they're looking to have people get a better sense and look at that through the results that we're getting through the site. So that's the first thing. The second thing, more specific to your question, which is we are actually in the process of launching, and hopefully be ready in the next, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month max, where we'll offer a technology which will enable the employers to offer video interviewing services through our site as well for specific employees. So we think that's sort of the next evolution of this. So one is providing the employer profiles as well as career help videos that we offer today. Mm-hmm. But then the second piece is for employers, offering them a way to sort of provide that gap between getting the resume and having them come in and do an interview. And we think that that gap can be cost-efficiently filled by offering online video interviews. And that's the technology and that's the service that we're going to be offering so that people can, you know, for example, maybe they get 500 people to apply online for a job today,
mm-hmm.
look at the resumes or the applications. They call that list down to, 100 based on the qualifications or 50. They don't necessarily want to bring all 50 in for an hour interview or 2 hour interview or do an hour phone screen. But maybe they want to do a 2 or 3 minute video interview, have that applicant do that themselves and have that available on their own designated area within Career TV. They can review all of those video interviews and make a decision based on that to bring in, 5 or 10 people, do it a lot in a much shorter time period, and it's a lot more cost efficient than the alternative.
Now, from the user side, as a job seeker, would say I didn't have a video camera or a camera on my laptop for some reason, could I walk into the Career TV office and let you guys do a video of me to post up? Is that how that works as well, or?
We could certainly do that. I mean, we have a couple of offices throughout the country. We're in San Francisco. We're in Philadelphia. Sister companies we have in New York as well, the offices. So we obviously have offices. We have video cameras here where people could do that. Webcams also are pretty inexpensive these days. I mean, you can get a webcam for $80. Hook it up to your computer. There's a little bit of a cost there, the other thing that it does is, focuses the applicant on, making sure that they're applying to those positions that they're most qualified for, and if they've already made it through that initial screening process, that's a clear indication.
Okay.
So that's the way we see that working. There's also some colleges and universities that we have relationships with through Wetfeed and through Universum, and having webcams within their career centers is another place.
Now, I like what you mentioned earlier about the video resumes, about how someone may go through some resumes first, and then after they've decided on who they want, then they can look at the video instead of flying them in. Some people I've read in a different blogosphere about how some people see video resumes as being controversial. I mean, have you ever come across anything controversial in doing your service in that regard?
It's definitely been raised as a question, and one of the things that we investigated when we first launched, because we heard that from HR folks and wanted to really understand what potential issues there are related to video resumes or video interviews. And I've actually contacted the EEOC, both here in San Francisco as well as the national in D.C. And there are no issues with using video resumes or looking at video resumes. And I think that's a common misperception out there that there is some, for some reason, that there is a restriction or there's concern about a potential violation of EEOC regulations. And, the reality of it is people, and the issue goes around, being able to see the person and, does that cause potential for discrimination? And the reality is that in and of itself does not cause discrimination. The person and what their decision-making process and what the criteria that they're making their decision on, if they are prejudiced or discriminatory, that's what causes it. And, similarly, where you have people that are handing in resumes, once those resumes are, they ask that person to come in and interview, you see that person anyways. Prior to hiring that person, you're already talking to, meeting that person in person, seeing that person. You're not seeing, that person isn't, behind a wall when they're coming in to interview. So all of those hiring decisions are made after seeing a person, and again, it's not whether you can see the person, it's whether your practice and what you, the criteria that you used to hiring that person is discriminatory or not.
It's a very, very good answer because I've been always one who has not been too fond of the video resume, very fond of the video resume, I mean interview, but not the resume.
Yep.
And I got to say something, I commend you guys also for reaching out to the EEOC.
Yeah, no, we definitely want to make sure that this is in no way, shape, or form should be a concern, and we want to make sure that we're talking to them and have a dialogue with them as well.
I have a question. Are you guys planning to go live in national TV anytime soon?
Yeah, we are actually in the process of writing and producing a pilot program for Career TV and talking to media outlets and cable operators right now to have that on a regular basis and have it be on TV.
Wow.
We're hopefully having that. We're having those conversations now, and hopefully in the next couple months, you'll see an announcement about us being on TV.
So, how long have you guys been in business now?
Well, we had the big launch was in the first when I started on board was January.
Wow.
And then we had a. A relaunch of the site August 7th that had a big launch party up in Times Square, New York, that was fabulous. We actually did it in conjunction with Universum and invited lots of HR professionals, some colleges and universities, as well as some students.
Gosh, you guys have only been around since January, and wow.
Thank
impressive.
You.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Ooh.
We've been a little bit busy.
I would say, I mean, you guys have probably grown in leaps and bounds.
And I want to commend you as well about approaching EEOC. Many people would just ignore them altogether and put their head in the sand, but I commend you for going that step.
I got to tell you, I'm not the one, I'm one of those, I'm sure you've seen me, I'm one of those who just do not advocate the video resume, but I am very pro-video interview, you know what I mean? But your answer was very much, I liked it. I thought it was commendable.
Great. And we also agree. I think they're, the issue I have right now with video resumes is that they're so random. I mean, you have all of these, video resumes that, to be honest, are not that helpful for HR professionals. I mean, we've talked to lots of companies about them and, how they use it and how they incorporate it into the process has to be easy. And it also has to be very specific to the position and to the company. So, I think there is a distinction between sort of like this video resume, whatever that standard is, and then video interviews, which I think will be a lot more helpful for.
I think in video interviews are a necessity, especially in this day and age. I really do. Jim, I've got a question regarding, in regards to this, the applicant tracking system in regards to how you guys deal with the video resumes. Are you guys able to make it OFCCP compliant?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we work with employers that are using applicant tracking systems and have to be compliant, and our system will allow people to continue to track that information and make sure that they're compliant as well.
Fantastic. You've just kind of made me feel more comfortable about video resumes.
And I got to say,
the impossible.
And I got to say, I think your company is, unless I'm mistaken, I won't say the only one because there may be some I don't know about. But as far as other companies out there dealing with video resumes, yours is the first one I've heard of that's even making an attempt to make sure that they're OLCCP compliant.
Yeah, and we, you know, again, it's we've been in this business. I used to work with Wetfeed, and Wetfeed has an applicant tracking system, so we're very in tune. We work with lots of employers and have worked with lots of employers, so we're very in tune with what the requirements are and making sure that everybody is compliant.
It's the impossible, but I'm actually a little bit more comfortable right now with video resumes completely.
Good, good.
And that's saying a lot from Karen, let me tell you.
It really is.
Jim Buttimer, COO of Career TV, thank you for your time here in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.
Radio, radio, radio talent.
Innovative audio on demand.